Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled The Curious Cloud. Once upon a time, high above the bustling world, there floated a curious little cloud named Nimbus. Day after day, Nimbus drifted across the sky, casting shadows, soaking up sunbeams, and occasionally sprinkling raindrops. But Nimbus grew restless. "Why must I only float?" she pondered, gazing wistfully at the lively world below. "Surely I could be more than just a cloud?" Determined to try something new, Nimbus decided to embark on an adventure. First, she puffed herself up, becoming as fluffy and soft as possible. With the gentle breeze guiding her, Nimbus floated toward the towering peaks of the Misty Mountains. "Perhaps," she thought, "I could be a hat for a grand mountain." Settling atop the tallest peak, she fashioned herself into a stylish, billowy cap. The mountain, stoic and silent, didn't object. But after a while, Nimbus grew bored. "A hat just sits there," she huffed. "I miss moving with the wind." Seeking more excitement, Nimbus drifted further until she encountered a sleepy giant napping in a meadow. His head rested uncomfortably on a pile of rocks. An idea sparked. Nimbus could be his pillow. She fluffed herself to the perfect consistency, gently sliding under his giant head. The giant sighed in delight, snuggling into Nimbus's softness. At first, Nimbus felt proud, but soon she grew restless again. "Staying still is not for me," she realized as the giant snored thunderously. Sliding out carefully, she let a passing breeze carry her away. As Nimbus floated back into the open sky, she thought about her day. She'd been a hat and a pillow, but nothing felt as right as simply being herself. Floating freely, painting shapes against the blue canvas, casting playful shadows, and bringing rain to thirsty flowers. That was her true joy. Nimbus smiled, her wispy edges catching the golden hues of the setting sun. She realized that sometimes trying new things helps you appreciate what you already have. Floating wasn't just drifting aimlessly, it was dancing with the wind, whispering to the earth below, and being part of the ever-changing sky. And from that day on, Nimbus floated with pride, knowing that she'd found her favorite job after all. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.